wireless all started with point-to-point communications. Soon, though, broadcasting was invented. Broadcasting, a point-multipoint application, became a very popular. Technology was radio transmission using similar forms of AM or amplitude modulation, and the content was music or lecture, and soon political messages. In the beginning, manufacturers of radio reception equipment had to provide the programs too, like the computer industry, hardware and software manufactured by the same company. Similar to the computer industry, the programs started to be delivered by separate companies, or simply the program department was a spin-off. As an example, we take Holland. NSF in Hilversum divested its program department into Hilversum Centrale Omroep, in English, the Hilversum Wireless Broadcaster. Later, it was turned into AVRO, an organization that still operates as radio and TV broadcaster under the same name. The problem started how to make money, or at least to get money to cover your cost. State-owned broadcasters would just receive their cash anyway, but another phenomenon was invented very soon, commercial radio. When in the first half of this century the frequencies had to be allocated to the countries, that little country called Luxembourg, in the middle of Europe, received two frequencies, one for the French-speaking community and one for the German-speaking community. However, instead of making programs or content for those living in Luxembourg, they started to broadcast commercially, focusing on Germany and France. The way it worked was very simple. Companies would buy hours of program and would fill in their own content. Imagine the quality. The Americans invented a better system. Just sell short messages at a high price, but make sure you have professionals entertaining the audience. And since those days, it really has not changed a lot. Sure, TV was introduced, but the commercial broadcasters followed the same concept. Interrupt your program to broadcast messages made by the sponsor paying per second. That concept worked fine, though probably irritates a majority of us, the way commercial broadcasters make their money. In addition, most public broadcasters, already receiving tax money, started to broadcast commercials too, and nowadays it's commercials all over. So the question, do commercials have any natural enemy? And yes is the answer, they have. Commercial broadcasters are an enemy to commercials. Because commercial broadcasters are more and more suing public broadcasters for unfair competition, and that could end publicity in public broadcasting soon. Another enemy are the authorities and the watchdogs. EU member states allow only 15% of the time to be allocated to commercials. And those of you living in Europe start laughing immediately. Yes, indeed, this rule is violated 24 hours a day. But why? Well, the extra income is higher than the penalty to be paid. Perhaps the best enemy to commercials is your little remote control. A large number of us just zap away the commercials whenever they start. As such, the claim by broadcasters to have a certain amount of viewers is only true in between the commercials. More and more advertisers know this and claim lower prices, hurting the cash flows of the broadcasters. So, how to survive as a broadcaster? The answer probably is coding the program and asking cash for decoding the programs. In Europe, the United Kingdom is very well advanced with Sky Broadcasting competing directly with the new pay TV broadcaster On Digital. Both offer multiple channels. In Spain, two satellite platforms have to compete with a third terrestrial broadcaster offering multiple channels soon. It looks like more and more broadcasters will ask money directly from you. In the end, you have to decide pay TV or free of charge with commercials in between, or public broadcasting paid for you with your tax money.